écoutez sur Radio Franca. Radio Franca, c'est la radio des enfants. Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Hello everybody, you're listening to us on Radio Franca. We're broadcasting from the Collège Louis Aragon in Jarny, and I'm Mrs. Argento, one of the English teachers here. I'm going to be your host today, and I'm with my students of 3e. Here is what our today's show is going to be about. 6 groups are going to tell us about the Eurovision and its numerous artists. First, we're going to talk about the Eurovision itself. Next, we'll focus on the ABBA band. And after that, Franz Gall, Céline Dion, Conchita Wurst, and Madame Monsieur will be presented. So now it's time to start our show. Please welcome group number 1, the Eurovision professionals. Alexis, Julien, Axel, and Julien, you're going to give us a few details about the Eurovision Song Contest.
Today, we're going to talk about the Eurovision Song Contest. Do you know it?
What is it exactly? Can you give us details?
It's a European musical competition. It started 62 years ago. This year, the contest will take place in Lisbon, in Portugal, because last year's winner was from Portugal.
Yes, indeed, Alexis. Each year, the contest is organized by the country who won it the previous year. 43 countries will be represented in 2008.
Yes, but it's a bit complicated.
No, why? What do you mean, Axel?
Look, there will be 2 semi-finals this week and a grand final on May the 12th, next Saturday. The 10 winners of each semi-final, plus the Big 5, Italy, France, Germany, the UK and Spain, countries already selected, and the host country, Portugal, will run for the best song in the grand final.
And when did France win this competition for the last time?
It was 41 years ago, to be precise, with Marie Myriam. She sang a song entitled L'Oiseau et l'Enfant. I'm sure you know it. Listen.
Aux yeux de lumière qui voit passer au loin les oiseaux, comme l'oiseau bleu survolant la terre, voit comme le monde est beau. Beau le bateau dansant sur les vagues, ivre de vie, d'amour et de vent. voit passer au loin les oiseaux, comme l'oiseau bleu survolant la terre, nous trouverons ce monde.
That was Marie Myriam with L'Oiseau et l'Enfant. And it sounds familiar. And who will represent France this year, Julien?
This year, candidates, our group called Madame Monsieur. Their song is called Merci, I think we'll hear it at the end of the show.
Yes, we will hear it at the end of the show, no problem. It's ready. Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot, the Eurovision professionals, for giving us information about the contest. That was very interesting. Now it's time to welcome group number two. If you can change, group number two, please. J'avais oublié. So here is group number two, with Gwenaëlle, Angèle, Paola, and Luca. Tell us more about a famous French Eurovision artist, France Gall. Gwenaëlle, you can start.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Our group, as Mrs. Argento said, is going to focus on one of the most popular French singers. I'm sure you've already heard about her because, unfortunately, she died in January this year. She was also married to a great French composer, Michel Berger. Her name is France Gall.
France Gall won the Eurovision Song Contest in Naples, in Italy, in 1964. At the beginning of her career, she was in competition for Luxembourg and she sang a pop song entitled Poupée de cire, poupée de son. The song was in French. Serge Gainsbourg wrote it for her and it was a metaphoric song.
Yes, indeed, Luca. In the lyrics, the genius Serge Gainsbourg makes a pun and plays with words. He uses the French word son, which has two meanings in English. The first definition is sound, the sound you hear. The second meaning is bran, the cereal used in the body of old dolls. That's why he uses the word poupée in French.
Cire is a title is also another parallel between dolls and music because it represents the wax, the vinyl, used to create dolls, but also to create records, discs. Why not go back to 1964 and listen to the song? Thank you for your attention.
Chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Suis-je meilleure, suis-je pire qu'une poupée de salon? Je vois la vie en rose bonbon, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mes disques sont un miroir dans lequel chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Celle qui danse sur mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Elle se laisse séduire pour un oui, pour un non. L'amour n'est pas que dans les chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Thank you.
dans lequel chacun peut me voir. Je suis partout à la fois, brisée en mille éclats de voix. Quoi bon chanter ainsi l'amour sans raison, sans rien connaître des garçons. Je ne suis qu'une poupée de cire, qu'une poupée de son. Sous le soleil de mes cheveux blancs, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Mais un jour je vivrai mes chansons, poupée de cire, poupée de son. Sans craindre la chaleur des garçons, poupée de cire, poupée de son.
That was France Gall in 1964. Let's now welcome our third group. Hello, Léo, Luca, Marie and Valentin.
Hello.
They've worked on other Eurovision artists, ABBA.
Hello. We would like to give you more information about the group ABBA. Indeed, there are one the most famous winner of the Eurovision Song Contest, because they had a great career after it.
They come from Stockholm, the capital of Sweden. The Swedish group was created in 1972 and it was composed of four members, two women, Agneta and Anni-Frid, and two men, Björn and Benny. Maybe you have noticed that the name of the group ABBA is made of the first letter of their names, ABBA, Agneta, Björn, Benny, and Anni-Frid.
They played pop and disco music. I'm sure you know some of those, their songs like Dancing Queen, Gimme Gimme, Fernando, Knowing Me, Knowing You, or the song that won the Eurovision Song Contest in Brighton in 1975, Waterloo.
Waterloo.
Of course, Waterloo reminds you of a defeat of Napoleon, but here, in the song, they use the battle as a metaphor for a woman who finally gives up and falls in love with a man. They sing, and now it's the same, my only chance is giving up the fight. I feel like I win when I lose. Mrs. Argento, maybe we could listen to that song?
Of course, Valentin. This is Waterloo by ABBA.
Thank you.
That was Waterloo by ABBA and they won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974. We're back with our fourth group, all boys again. Noé, Johan, Hugo and Lou. Hello, guys. And with you, guys, it's now time to focus on Céline Dion.
I'm sure you all know Céline Dion. Céline Dion is probably the most famous Canadian singer. She was born in Quebec on March the 30th, 1968, but she was only 20 when she won the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes, indeed, Axel. The contest that year, in April 1988, took place in Dublin, in Ireland. Céline Dion represented Switzerland with the song Ne partez pas sans moi. The pop song was in French. What is funny is that when Céline speaks French, she has a strong Canadian accent, but his accent totally disappears when she sings.
The song was premonitory because in the lyrics, Céline Dion sings about her dream to succeed in the world of music, to become famous, to win the competition, and to make her dream come true. In the lyrics, she asked dreamers, heroes, and people who have reached their dreams to help her make her come true, and she did fulfill her dream.
This song was elected the best Eurovision song of all times, but this is probably thanks to huge career Céline Dion has started after this competition. She is now famous around the world, and now we can listen to this great song by Céline Dion.
And that was Céline Dion with Ne partez pas sans moi. Another boys group has joined me. Hello, Benjamin, Ange, Louis, and Flavian. I hope you're ready to tell us more about an unusual artist.
Good morning, everyone.
Our group was in charge of one of the most unusual artists in the Eurovision Song Contest. You know her under the name of Conchita Wurst, but his real name is Thomas Norvise.
Is it a she or he, Conchita or Thomas? Hard to decide.
Well, he was born as Thomas on November the 6th, 1988 in Australia, but he appeared as a drag, as a bearded woman, at the Eurovision Song Contest in Copenhagen, Denmark in 2014. It was really very surprising.
Oh yes, Conchita had a heavy makeup, long brown hair, and she wore a beautiful long golden dress. Except from the beard and the moustache, she looked like a real woman.
She sang a song in English, Rise Like a Phoenix. She referred to the mythical bird of ancient legend that burned itself to death on a pyre 100 years before rising from the ashes to start a new life. Again, is it probably a metaphor for the new life Thomas has given himself as a woman? With this song, Conchita expected tolerance from everyone. And it paid! She won the contest!
Let's hear the song. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Waking in the rubble, walking over glass. Neighbors say we're trouble. Well, that time has passed. Peering from the mirror, no, that isn't me. A stranger getting nearer. Who can this person be?
You've been listening to Conchita Wurst, the winner of Eurovision in 2014 with Rise Like a Phoenix. The last group of our today's show is composed of Faustine, Pierre and Elisa. You're going to give us details about this year's French contestants. We are all ears.
Hello, it's our turn. We were very interesting information this morning.
Yes, it is our turn to represent you, the group or duet that is going to represent France on Saturday at this year Eurovision Song Contest. I'm sure you have heard of them. They are Madame Monsieur, and their name says they are a couple, a woman and a man. Their name are Emil Satz and Jean-Carl Luca. They are in relationship in real life.
The two artists are always dressed in black with black trainers. Emily has very light blonde hair. They met in 28 and started their career together in 2013. As we said, they will sing for France in Lisbon on Saturday.
With probably where they sang Merci playing on her radios for the last month, it is a pop song in French. Emily sings and Jean-Carl plays the guitar.
The song is about a big current issue. It tells the story of Mercy, a little girl born in the middle of the sea, on the Aquarius, a boat of migrants coming from Nigeria. She was saved and taken to Sicily, where she still lives.
Let's wish Madame Monsieur the same luck as the other artists we mentioned before on the same career. Here is the Zay song Merci.
Je suis née ce matin, je m'appelle Merci. Au milieu de la mer, entre deux pays, Merci. C'était un long chemin. La maison.
Well, it's now time to say goodbye. I hope you've enjoyed this moment with us talking about the Eurovision Song Contest. Let's say hello to Colleen and Noé, who are not here with us today. Have a very nice day, and don't forget to support Madame Monsieur in tomorrow's Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal. That was Mrs. Argento and her students. Thank you for listening. Bye, everyone.
Bye.